This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know. But maybe we should get a moment of silence for our careers.
Right.
Really?
I need a moment to retype my resume, thanks.
All right, help yourself. Do whatever you will. I can survive without you. I've survived without you a long time, but it's nice having you here. I prefer having you here.
That was kind of mean. Come on.
Well, no. Listen, look at me. I have survived. Where's Gloria Gaynor when we need her? After the hour, hello. And you will survive. You know, all of this.
She's hiding
anger.
From the animals that started the hour.
We were talking, ladies and gentlemen, before we started on the air, off the air, about little communication there. Wolf Blitzer world versus the world of Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and the other people that are at the CNN. They take their jobs so seriously. It's going to be the end of the world. No, it isn't. There may be a lot of upheavals. Most of you don't know that behind the scenes, if I am to believe what two or three different pieces of information lead me to believe, that there are already people who are trying to figure out how to impeach Donald Trump and then Michael Pence and then Rex Tillerson, because he'd be third in line.
I thought the Speaker of the House is third in line.
Speaker of the House is third in line. That's right, too. He's the Secretary
Paul
of State.
Ryan.
Fourth in line. Right, Ryan. So move it down a lot. Ryan would probably be okay, acceptable to some, but not acceptable to others. There is so much anger, and that's the point of where we start today. Looking at the stories that have made it big in News Talk Radio, the folks at Talkers provide us every Friday with that mana for conversation. And I look at it and I think to myself, at least seven of those things I want to rip off the page, because I don't want to see us going down that chute. Because no matter what, the thing that motivates a lot of us is anger. And when I see the story about the doomsday clock and how we've moved 30 seconds closer to midnight, who are those people? And, you know,
that's hilarious.
Bread and butter. To the point, yeah. And then there's the sad story about the stores going out of business because they can't keep the controversy here is about how to keep competition healthy. Mm. But yet, this is the democracy of how people buy and spend. That's the whole business of having a country like ours that's built on competition. This is a capitalistic society. Some ideas work and some ideas don't work. Some people profit, some people don't. That's the way it is.
It is really sad, though, with retail. I mean, I was in the mall yesterday with my mom, and it's typically a very busy mall, and it was empty. And we went into the Sears store to get some tools for my dad, and there wasn't a soul in the store, and everything is on clearance. I mean, it was really sad. Mm. The only store that was doing really well that we went into was Target. So
they figured out how to make it work.
Well,
smart.
I think they just seem to
good
have
retailers.
Products that people want
TJ
to
Maxx
see in person.
Thing.
Yeah,
you find the right formula. They're merchants.
TJ Maxx is a good example. You're right, because you have to see that stuff in person. They can't keep up all that inventory online.
Yeah, no. So anyway, the point here is that as I look at all of the things that could put our pants in a wad, there are many things that also you can find. Look around you. And think about all the things you have to be thankful for, all the things that are good in your life. I will not spend a moment here talking about all of the things that some people think are bad. Because it just, maybe I'll make one exception. Jennifer.
Uh-oh.
L.A. Times carrying an article about American adults getting a D in science. 22% confused. Listen to this. In the article, it suggests 22% confuse astronomy and astrology.
Oh, boy.
On the general science quiz, there were 12 questions. The average test taker answered 7 correctly. So that's a, what is that, a 70%? Well, no, out of, it was 12 questions, about 66%. There were only 6% of the people who answered all of the questions correctly. But because we know so little about science, it's a huge problem, I think, for us in our country. We have, and I'm going to take the science right down to our health, okay? Because I think that's one of the most important things that science brings us, things that we can understand or study or have as help. Except science is always contradicting itself. How many times have we read these studies about vitamin C? Good for you. Vitamin C, bad for you. Good, bad. Boop. And that's the way it is with a lot of things that science is, which is imperfect, brings to us. And I bring that up because of, more than anything else, when I saw the thing about astronomy and astrology, it really is, it's very amusing, actually. Astronomy is what the old astrology used to be. You know that, right? When we first studied, we as humans first looked up into the sky and saw all of those lights, those little dots up there, and thought, wow, look at that. We're not alone? Well, what are those things? And people started studying them, and when they did, the first thing that was used during the, this is an era that goes back 10, 12, 14,000 years, using the stars to guide us when people figured out what they really were. I mean, think about how, that's one thing that we ought to be thankful about, one of many things that as human beings we ought to be thankful for, how our mind works, and to let it slip into some state of nirvana in front of a screen is a tragedy. When there are so many things we can do with our mind, even though we recognize that we don't use all of our mind, we don't, but yet there are so many things that we can be in awe of. Maybe there's nothing better than, and I'll use the personal example of me, one of the reasons, pretty much the main reason of me coming to Los Angeles as much as I do now is because my two children are here and my grandson is here. And the things I'm trying to spend 3-4 days a week with him, 3 or 4 hours at a time. Yesterday, his mother and I took him to tumbling class. I'll tell you something. The world is okay. The kids figure out how to get along with each other on their own. That's what I'm watching. Brendan looking at these. I mean, Brendan, as my son, is a Freudian slip. I'm watching Miles as he's looking at these boys and girls who are in this class, and they figure out how to go into one place, and they wait in line. Nobody's told them that they don't push somebody out of the way. They just know that when they get, there's these little tunnels that they build so the kids can find out, you know, they can work their way through the, not only the physical puzzle, but the mental puzzle of, okay, what do we do? How do we do this? And they figure it out on their own. They don't need their mother. They don't need their father to teach them. They figure it out. And this isn't just about my grandson. I'm looking at all of these kids. There were 14 kids in this little class. We were there for over an hour. And they're using the trampoline, climb up the wall. They get into swings. They play on trains. They do all kinds of things that make their bodies function better. And just look at all the fun that they're having because they are completely oblivious to that which, certainly my daughter is one of the people that's most concerned about what's going on and has been very active and actively engaged in expressing herself. But Miles doesn't know from nothing except how to get from one side of the room to the other in these little tunnels. And that kind of stuff is, I mean, people say, oh, Doug, you're naive and a Pollyanna.
Maybe we should all take a tumbling class this weekend.
Exactly.
And forget about the world.
I can use a couple of tumbles, yeah.
Right. Just relax with it. My God, I signed up for yoga this week. I joined the local Y and have decided, yesterday, I was in the Y for 2 hours in the afternoon. I went in, there were 3 or 4 different weight rooms, and then I got into the pool. and I swam for almost a half an hour. I haven't been in a pool for, well, I had a pool in my old
except
house.
Except a shower, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Right, yeah. I get in a big bathtub. But into the pool, it is, it's just swimming around and what
it's
I
really
felt,
good for you. That's great.
Oh, it really is. I mean, when I walked out of there, I felt terrific.
Swimming is so underrated for people. Yeah. It's so good for you. I mean, every part of your body gets exercised. Plus, it's low impact, and it doesn't, you know,
right.
It doesn't hurt your joints and everything. It's great.
Yeah. It's all of these things are great. I noticed something that we found this week about yoga and how it's helping people in Somalia. This is low impact stuff. If you want to take this as an example, there are a lot of different kinds of violence going on in Somalia, as we all know. Lots of trauma there. This is a country that is very Muslim. Women can't play sports, do other activities, especially when the men are around. So the traditional methods of treating those who have gone through trauma involve the usual things we find, wellness classes and survivors and talking, counseling, and that kind of stuff. But then they started to introduce yoga into what's going on there, and people are finding even if they spend 15, 20 minutes in meditation and yoga, it improves their well-being. This is Somalia. Where they're getting this.
It's actually pretty smart because that's something they probably wouldn't have access to, right?
No,
especially
just have
in the really
bodies.
Poor areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Just, this is a way to heal your body and to heal your mind. And I'm going to take Pilates myself. And
I love Pilates.
Yoga.
That's so good.
Yeah. And the people that hear me talking about this, or the guy that was signing me up, said, you know, there aren't many men in these classes.
You're like, that's how I roll.
I said, okay, what's wrong?
You like it that way, don't you?
That's a problem? What's the problem with that?
You're like, have you heard my show?
Yeah. Well, I did say that. Yes, we're going to start being spokesperson for a new line of sheets and towels and stuff. And I went into their facility yesterday. Man, you guys are going to love. You'll get your sheets, both of you, next week. And when you put them on, you're going to love the way...
Listen to you. You're like really impressed, huh?
Well, I am impressed. I was very impressed with the way the whole thing is operated, but more impressed by when I was feeling the stuff. But you see, these are the little things you can do for yourself, and that's kind of what we need to be thinking about. The little things you can do for yourself to make you feel A-okay. 19 past the hour.
Honey, would you like me to heat up some nuggets for dinner?
No, babe, it's a play tonight. A good enough dinner isn't good or enough. So plan for great with Plated. Plated nights will be your greatest nights. Because only at Plated.com can you choose from exciting weekly recipes the whole family will love. From twists on classics like saucy meatball sliders to adventurous dishes like steak tacos with chimichurri sauce. There's even dessert. So forget that extra trip to the grocery store. All the shopping and measuring is done for you and delivered right to your door. Plus, simple step-by-step instructions make prep fun. If you go to Plated.com now, you'll get $30 off your first Plated night. Pretty great, right? Get out of your what's-for-dinner rut and create the kind of nights you and your family crave. Go to Plated.com now to get $30 off your first Plated night. Don't settle for good. Plan for great. Head to Plated.com. For terms and details, go to PLATED.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Why be held held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Brothers are making it big in music this week. 23 and change after the hour with DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria focusing on Butch Trucks, Allman Brothers Band co-founder. Apparently his death this week was a suicide. A story from Miami, the record showing that the drummer shot himself.
He did it with his wife in the house, I think.
West Palm Beach, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I think she heard the shot and ran into the room and called 911.
Yep. So what is it that makes you that really disturbed? Is it drugs? Is it alcohol?
Well,
is
he was having financial problems from what I've read, and he was so depressed that he just thought he shouldn't carry on. You know, I think that's when we have to realize that, well, we all have our deep, dark times, especially, I mean, just financially. Of course, we all do emotionally, too. Things get better, and you have to think about, I mean, you have to focus about the stuff that doesn't have a price tag on it. I mean, obviously, the guy had a wife. I mean, who knows what kind of pressure she was giving him, but he must have had a family.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right, so that's the sad news about him. Willie Nelson is sick. I'm not surprised. Actually, what I'm surprised to
took this long?
Realize, no.
Sorry.
Well, yeah, maybe to a point. But why you would expect this guy's 83 years old? How much longer do you think? Especially
I think
given
look
what,
at him as being pickles, don't you think?
I mean, Jennifer is suggesting what we all know about him and his marijuana habit. You know, has that done anything to preserve his body? No, certainly hasn't preserved his mind. And the fact that he still goes as much as he has. He had 3 shows scheduled for the 1st, 3rd, and 4th at the Venetian in Las Vegas. He's going to do those. He has a bad cold, and he's not going to do his shows this weekend, but he will do the shows next week. And so they're going to reschedule because they're sold out. People love this guy.
Yeah.
They want to hear him sing this song, On the Road Again. They want to hear him sing Whiskey River. They want to hear him sing Always on My Mind. He's got a new album coming out also called God's Problem Child. So
I've met him.
Willie Nelson?
No, God's Problem Child.
Oh, I won't ask you who it is. All right, so here's some other Willie news. He heard that his friend Loretta Lynn saying that she tried marijuana for the first time when she was 84 because she has glaucoma, but didn't like it. He wants to give her a second chance at this.
Good stuff.
Remember we talked about this, how Loretta Lynn, this was a couple of weeks ago, I think.
Yeah,
we
right.
talked about this story that she said she tried it and said, you know, it just wasn't for her. But I thought Willie was the one who gave her the pot, but I guess not. He wants to give her some of Willie's reserve.
There's a great Toby Keith song about never smoking weed with Willie again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. Played a little bit of that, I think, here and there. All right. Anyway, he says it grows in the ground. It can't be all bad for you. Whatever comes out of the ground is not all bad. All right. So there's that. Then
it's kind of something to that, I guess, right?
Yeah, maybe. Cindy Lauper, once again, in our focus. Man, she's figuring out how to crank up the PR machine. And
well, she and Rod Stewart are doing the PR tour together right now because they're going on tour together.
Right, yeah. She was asked about Madonna's Women's March speech. Donald Trump and yada, yada, yada. So Cindy Lauper was on television this week, was asked to give feedback on this speech. Lauper mentioned that she was glad Madonna took her place in the march, objected to her language and delivery, So...
I still love that. I mean, I know she's garbage.
I kind of did, too.
Getting a headline, but that's right. Large. Don't be gross. Yeah.
Well, she said, basically, you know, the message gets lost when it's just
anger,
and F-bombs and, you know, and she said that's not the whole point of it. And I agree with her. I thought Madonna needs to go to bed. Like, enough. I'm over Madonna.
She needs to. She turned me off with all that stuff, I'll tell you that. And I've been a fan of hers for a long time. 28 past the hour here.
Shame forward and shame backwards. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The difference between shame and guilt is that with guilt, you feel bad about what you've done. But with shame, you feel bad about who you are. Although guilt can help steer you in a good future direction and in moderation is healthy to have, I've found that people who live in shame act out of shame. So I spend a lot of effort trying to help people avoid living in shame. But I usually further break down shame to what I call shame forward and shame backwards. Shame backwards is the shame I try to help people shed. But shame forward, well, that happens when you think about how engaging in future negative behaviors could cause you shame. And to me, I say that if shame forward can help stop you from doing something harmful to yourself or others, then by all means, allow shame forward to help you make healthy decisions. For more on perspective, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old cloud of root here. Thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico insurance agency makes getting...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
What in the world's come over all of us? It's called Friday. Hello, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV Experience, having a good day already with my pals Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the story of Carrie Fisher, who is still not with us, although she is with us. That's one of the great things about people who are creative and they leave a legacy. She once wrote that she wanted her obituary to read that she drowned in moonlight, strangled by her own bra. Kind of, I mean, think about that. Visualize in your mind how that would be kind of a cool thing, I suppose. The kinds of things you're finding out about her, she had some very specific thoughts about how she wanted to be remembered. One of them is a focus on the Academy Awards. There's an interview that came up this week that suggested that she had a special request of Harrison Ford, who played her love interest in there are three of them, right? You know, three of those Star Wars films. She said, quote, "I asked him at a party if he would be in my death reel and if he would sing anything." She had death on her mind. I guess what I'm, in a rather interesting way, she'd been thinking about her own death for a long time, and that's sort of the point of where I'm going with this. Somebody who had in her mind a way to exit this planet with a kind of a fun twist on her own reality. And so she asked Harrison Ford to promise that he would sing at her funeral. Hmm. I don't know that he did. I know he was there, but anyway, it just, I looked at that and I thought, what a really interesting way. I think about other people that I've known who have planned their own funerals. And generally speaking, funerals are not exactly the time for us to all be worked up, you know, whoopee, I'm dying. My grandmother taught me a great lesson in this. I'd never seen her before. My grandmother died about 30 years ago. And she was 86. She had pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, something like that. And before she died, and this was a long time before she died, she had made plans, because she'd been a widow for at least 20 years. She made plans for, she has the plot. She had paid for her funeral. This is 20 years before she died. She paid for her funeral. She had the whole service planned out, what she wanted, who she wanted to speak, what she wanted to say. And I remember going into the hospital to see her and thinking she was so much at peace, looking at her face and realizing that she was just, in her mind, and I think there's a reality to this. I used to think she was nuts, by the way, as a kid, because she was always talking about God was here and God was there and God was everywhere. And I so believe that today, but I didn't then. Maybe it was the presentation. It was that kind of stuff that drove my mother. And there was a huge wedge between my mother and her mother. And a lot of it was her, what my mother described as her preachiness. Well, a lot of people who have the message don't always deliver it the best way. But the message is the message, no matter what. But isn't it, remember the old expression, the medium is the message? Do either of you two know from whence that comes?
No, I've never heard that.
The medium is the message. If you look up one of the founders of broadcast law and reasoning, and now his name has just gone out of my mind, is a strange name. But that's the point of what he brought us. His legacy was the medium is the message. And isn't that true? The way we say things, you can say my grandmother died, and versus my grandmother's dead. Right? I mean, the way that you pull it off or you present it is what you'll remember. My grandmother's dead. Versus, my grandmother died in her sleep. And so think about that as it applies to almost anything, but mostly death, because we have this thing about dying. It's not, I don't look forward to it.
It's not the most pleasant thing.
No.
Right? Mm-hmm. The Egyptians always just say that, you know, he or she went west. And that's all they say.
Because he went south.
Right.
He went west.
He went down under, you know what I mean?
Yep. He went south.
Quickly down yonder in New Orleans.
Right.
See you later.
Well, his bodies were buried on the west bank of the Nile, so that's why they said he went west. But it sounds so much nicer.
But just think about all the things that you worry about that you can't do a damn thing about. You worry about stuff that there's not much any of us can do about certain things in our lives, and so you just take it with a grain of salt and don't let it bother you, and look forward to, you know, again, think about your blessings. I was talking about being with my grandson at the tumble class yesterday. There was nothing that made my day any better than that, even though I admit that spending 3 hours with you ladies a day is a pleasure beyond belief. But I'm looking at all these things. I got to be thankful. My life is great. Look at the things that you have in your life that are just plain great. Jennifer, you work hard, but you've got some great things in your life. Think about what you're contributing as you're working. Don't you? Do you think about that at the end of the
day? And I'm blessed. People want to hear what I have to say, and that's amazing. You know, I mean, what a lucky place to be in. Yeah. Well, it's true, though. I mean, look, we wouldn't all be here if that weren't true, and what a blessing.
Exactly. And Victoria, with you as well. Sometimes I think you get yourself worked up about stuff. And yet, things work out. For example, your dog this week had a serious operation. How's the dog doing?
He's doing much better, thank you.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I've been worked up, but, you know.
But you've been concerned.
The last month and a half, I haven't slept at night, so I guess that would be working up.
Yeah, right, exactly. Think about
it. But I'm not an alarmist. Like, I only worry when I have real reason to be worried, you know.
But what does the worry get you?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get too far into it, but I mean, I was pretty much told I needed to be prepared that he had a 50-50 chance of making it through the surgery, so.
I get that. Yeah. But even if you, but worrying about it isn't going to help him get through the surgery. Good thoughts perhaps helped him get through the surgery, but I'm making a point about the way it is natural, this human nature, to worry. I have spent much of my life in that state of mind, believe me. But then I listen to the words that have come to me from people who are supportive of me, and I just kind of calm down. But I'll tell you, because I got a bad back, when I get into that zone, it goes right to my back. Right. I mean, I know when I'm off, my back hurts. That's how I know where I'm going with my mind isn't the right place to go.
Well, we all manifest pain and stress in different ways, and you know, it certainly hits certain trigger points in our bodies. So, yeah.
Sure does. Speaking of our bodies, in sports news, Biff and Biff here to focus on a couple of things in the world of sports. Who's up on the Serena versus Venus match? Is this the first time this has happened? The two sisters who are fabulous tennis players, is it the first time that they have faced off against each other?
I don't know about their career. It's the first time since 2009.
Ah,
because
okay.
Venus was diagnosed with that Swedish disease. It's like, what is it?
It's something. An autoimmune disease, yeah.
Yeah, right. I never know how to say it. It's like Sjorgen
syndrome.
Yeah.
Right. Sjorgen.
I don't mean to laugh. It's just that.
I've never heard of it before.
It's not a funny thing.
All right,
so the Australian Open is this weekend.
Yes.
And is this a. What kind of a match is this? A charity match? Is this for real? What is this?
This is a Grand Slam Australian Open. This is one of the four major Grand Slams in tennis. And so this is the first time that Venus has made it to the finals. Mm-hmm. And so she will go up against Serena. And it's...
They talk about it at dinner when the two of them get together. Okay, I'm going to kick your butt. Or
no, they're supportive of each other, I think. Yeah. I mean, haven't they maintained a level of support?
Oh, it seems like. I mean, they did a press conference yesterday, and Serena said, you know, she's thrilled, and she said this is a win-win situation for them to be playing against each other in the finals, and she lived with Venus, their roommates, or they were before Serena got engaged, and she said she's seen what she's gone through with her disease and how hard she's had to fight to get back into that kind of shape where she can do this. Mm-hmm. So I think I'll be watching this for sure. This is going to be a great match.
You mean Serena is living in sin? With her fiancé?
I don't know where she's living, Doug. But I know she doesn't live with her sister anymore. Well, and the other thing that Venus is battling, she's going to be 37 in June. So, you know, that's a little long in the tooth to me.
Let's send her out to pasture!
Yeah. Yep.
With Jennifer, all those 37-year-old women, out! Gonzo! Yeah, so. All right, let's see what else is happening here. Duke's back. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Duke's basketball team has been banned from their own locker room. Wow. What's
problem,
going on
right?
there?
Well, the Duke coach, who they like to call Coach K, but his name is Mike Krzyzewski, he's still making his presence felt while being away from the team while he's been recovering from back surgery. According to an ESPN report, the Blue Devils players have been banned from the team's locker room and are not allowed to wear school apparel. The decision was handed down by Coach K. It came during a team meeting at his home during the week. Duke is just 2-3 with the interim coach. Coach K has been out since January the 4th, and the latest defeat came at home on Monday against North Carolina State after Duke had led by 7 points with less than 5 minutes left, and it was the first victory by the Wolfpack in Durham since 1995. Now, the interim coach did not confirm the bans, but alluded to it during a radio interview. He said the player punishment will stay in place until they start living up to the standards of the Duke program. Mm.
Duke of ball.
Be careful there.
All right, speaking of being careful, Jennifer, the first time wine has ever been advertised during the Super Bowl,
finally.
One of the things that will be an apparent break from the past. So when you think back on some of the past Super Bowl commercials, remember the little kid that was Darth Vader?
Mm-hmm.
By the time Betty White needed to eat that Snickers bar, and then the Clydesdales and Budweiser and And that's really where the advertising, even if you say Budweiser's a lousy beer, man, it gets a lot of great promotion. I remember when Ed used to do those, Ed McMahon did those commercials, and how cool they looked and sounded. But now, this year, Jen, there's a wine company called Yellowtail that's going to spend the money in the Super Bowl on the 5th of February. So
yeah,
what kind of a wine?
Yellowtail is a wine that is very readily available. It's in almost every supermarket. Cheap. How about that? Is that a nice way to say it, Victoria?
That was lovely. That was so
like Ripple and Thunderbird
it's not like
stuff.
Ripple. I've actually had some Yellowtails that are passable. I mean, this is more of like a, you know, this is a low end wine. When you're looking to just have a decent bottle, Yellowtail is a fine brand to look at. But what I think is smart here is that Super Bowl advertisers are actually starting to capitalize on all the women that watch the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the past, a lot of the advertising has been all male-driven. And, well, I think that's fine during the football season. We all know that women, whether or not they are into football, will sit there and watch the game for the entertainment, for the halftime show, for the for the commercials. And they're sitting there watching it and enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And this year, the new rebooted 24 comes right after the football game. So that'll be
Yes,
reality.
That's a bonus.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, it's not a good one. I don't know anything about wine. Jennifer's a schmallier, so she knows
what all
about.
Yeah,
all
about. Schmallier.
A schmallier. All right. So that's the story of the Super Bowl at this point in time. $5 million, by the way, for a spot in the Super Bowl this year.
Should we buy one for DJV?
Yeah.
Good for you, Jennifer. You have a sense of humor. It's wonderful. All right. 47 after the hour. Let me spend a moment talking to you about something that we all talk about ourselves, either with each other or individually. We tell each other about, and this is not an ad, but when we're with friends, we talk about Superbeats and how great they are, because they are. This is the kind of a product that almost works on its own to promote itself, because it really does do the detox that we say it will do. It really is a rejuvenator, as we say it is. There's so much about this. There's so much to beets. And you go, huh? Beets? Yeah. You can't beat, B-E-A-T, beets, B-E-E-T, for getting nitric oxide into your system, which supports healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure levels, anti-aging efforts, the density of your body, the miracle of these molecules. I can go on and sound like a scientist, but I'm not really. I'm just a guy who wants to keep myself in shape, and I also want to keep my mind in shape. And so the blood that goes from my heart out to, through the arteries, out to every bit of my body, my muscles. Yesterday, you can be sure, before I went to that 2-hour experience that I had at the Y, that I had Super Beats, and I felt like, I mean, this is the first time I've had that much of a rigorous exercise routine for months, and it felt good. It felt bad, but it felt good. Certain parts of my body. But I'm sure getting the blood, because of the need, blood is healing. Blood is life. Blood is what you need. So get on board. What Jennifer and Victoria and Carol will tell you is one of the smart moves. Starting the Super Beats program is as easy as calling 800-655-4183 or going to DougLikesBeats.com. DougLikesBeats.com. DougDoesLikeBeats.com. That's why we came up with that. Is that what they call a URL? Is that what that is? DougLikesBeats.com?
It is.
What is. It is, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little website that focuses on me and the beats. Get a special 30-day free supply with your first order. Get going. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Get the results you can feel. 800-655-4183 to get your body in the best shape of your life. 800-655-4183 or DougLikesBeats.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Okay, so we have our job here at this point in the week to look at the charts specifically for technology, and here to help all of us understand what's going on in the world of technology. The top five items are in front of all of us, so we'll listen to Victoria as she goes through them. Victoria Keelan, ladies and gentlemen, starting with number five from the world of technology this week in the top tech stories.
Well, it was discovered earlier this week, if you want to not be a good friend or if you want to play a prank on an ex-lover, it's very easy to shut someone else's iPhone down by simply sending, and I'm going to let you know how to do this, if you want to do it, all you send is the white flag emoji, a zero, and the rainbow emoji. And without even opening the text message on the other end, it freezes someone's phone completely for a solid 5 to 6 minutes. They can't do anything, and then eventually the phone will automatically reboot. This is a weird bug that's in iOS 10. So if you don't have iOS 10, you're okay. But if you do, which is the most current update, then this is just a bizarre bug. And Apple is apparently still working on it because this is something they don't know how this happened. It's not a hacking thing. It's just a quirk in the system. And someone discovered how to do this. So it's not that nice, but it is kind of a funny prank.
Who in the world's got time to figure that kind of stuff out? Good Lord, get a life. Please me. All right, here we go. Number four this week on the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology.
Well, some streaming news from Hulu. We normally hear a lot about Netflix, but we don't hear much about Hulu. And Hulu is actually taking a page out of Netflix's book and allowing now for downloads of movies that you can watch offline. So this is going to, if you're a Hulu subscriber, you can watch TV shows and movies now. You'll be able to download them, save them to your tablet or your desktop or your laptop. And when you travel and you don't have Wi-Fi service, all of your things that you've downloaded in advance, you'll be able to watch. And it's Netflix. Netflix started doing this last fall, and through the Christmas travel season, it became a very popular feature, so much so that Netflix is now reporting a huge influx of subscribers. So even though I personally got rid of Netflix, I don't really think there's enough good content there to warrant $15 a month, but Hulu seems to have more variety. So now if Hulu has this new download feature, they may end up taking some of the competition from Netflix.
Right, there you go. Number three from Samsung. There's some news this week. Hopefully this will turn around the PR battle that they've had.
Well, they finally admitted the cause of the exploding iPhone or the exploding Galaxy Note 7 phones, which are now officially banned on all public transportation. If you still have one, I don't know why, but if you still have one, you can go to the Samsung site and find out how to get rid of it. They will take the phone back. There are lots of programs, but they basically said that in between the battery and the actual outside casing, they forgot to put insulation.
Great.
Good job with that. He's so tired.
Well, a lot of tech writers are accusing them of they rushed the Galaxy Note 7 to the market to beat the iPhone, which was about to come out. So, and this is the problem. When you rush something to the market, it can explode. And that's
really
what happened.
I have to remember that. Next time I come up with an idea for a radio program.
Might explode.
Right. Number two from... All right, we got the big timers now. Moving into the number two position, a story from the folks at Apple.
Well, last summer, Apple announced that the iPhone 7 would no longer have a headphone jack. And so everyone was wondering, okay, what are the wireless earbuds going to look like? Well, they look exactly like the current earbuds that Apple provides with a phone, except there's no cord. So, of course, everyone's been worried about, well, what do you do when they fall out of your ear? Some people on Amazon have been selling a $10 little string that attaches the earbuds together so you can have them resting around your neck and you won't lose them. Apple says now that you will be able to GPS locate your earbuds, and if you lose one at a time, you can actually individually track them. If you lose one and have one left, it's going to cost you $70 to replace the missing earbud. So it's still not a great solution. I mean, you can lose your earbuds anywhere. So, this is what Apple's trying to do. It's in the Find My iPhone app, but I still don't think it's a great solution.
Well, I wear my big clunky headsets. I listen on the plane to the stuff that I'm listening to, the same set of same kind of headsets I use on the ear.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Which is the best. I mean, it's the best sound quality, and it's comfortable.
It yep.
Yeah.
I can hear you so much better, Victoria. Google! In the number one position of the top five tech stories this week.
Well, you know, fake news was pretty much the number one tech story of 2016, and it continues to be a big story in 2017. Google, in attempt to maintain their integrity as a reliable search engine, they're not a news site, they're just a search engine, but they've kicked off 200 publishers now of what they have deemed as fake news and fake ad agencies and networks. So they've 1.7 billion ads have been removed from Google for violations so far.
All right. You're at it. We're all at it here. There they are, the top five technology stories of the week, courtesy of the voice and the mind of Victoria Keelan. I am Doug Steffen, and it is 59 past the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.